It was 1915 in the little town of Topeka, Kansas. On a Monday morning when the people had risen and as they were going out, leaving their houses to go to work that day, sometime during the night, the city had been plastered with cardboard posters. And the posters had the words on it, "Revival is coming under the big tent. Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus delivers." It was a meeting advertisement for Moriah Woodworth Eder, or as she was called then, Mother Eder. She was an elderly woman, about barely 5 feet tall. She looked like your grandmother. She wore white dresses, white frocks, they would come all the way up around her neck. She was used powerfully by God in the realm of divine healing. Moriah Woodworth Eder. Her ministry was marked by things that were strange to the world of that day. People would come into her meetings, and at times the power of God would get so strong, you would have half the group, half the congregation literally physically shaking under the power. You would have others that the moment she would take the service and would begin to minister the word, others would just fall out in the power. Sometimes they would be laid out for 3 and 4 hours, and many of the ones that would be slain in the spirit were not even believers. But when they would come out, many of them testified that while they were slain, prostrate under the power of God, that in the heavenlies, God would give them a vision showing them creation and fall and redemption of man. Moriah Woodworth Eder. In those days, many of the towns that she would go in, it would be towns filled with ruffians, and they would get liquored up and stagger in to break up the meeting of this fanatical old woman. And sometimes she would look at them and just say, "Stop right there." And they would literally stand still and not move until the service would be completely over. And they would come out of that trance, literally glued to where they were standing. The first words out of their mouth would be, "I'm sorry." Or other times they would come out saying, "Hallelujah," as in that transfixed pose, the Spirit of God would deal with their hearts. And in that trance, as they called it, they would get saved. Moriah Woodworth Eder. But when the city fathers, the religious leaders of Topeka, found out that she was coming, they got angry. They were angry because it was a woman, number one. Number two, they were angry because she was Pentecostal, because Topeka was the birthplace of the Pentecostal movement. In 1901, the very first person known in the new century to be baptized in the Holy Spirit was in Topeka. And the revival broke out from there. And they felt that their city had a black stain upon it, as it was identified with these religious fanatics that were talking about this gossolalia, speaking in tongues and all of this. And they determined that they were going to run her out of town and shut her down. And they had power with the sheriff's department and the police department. And they actually met, and this is the plan they came up with. They said, "We're not going to say anything to her. We're not going to make a martyr out of her. But we're going to harass the people that come under the tent." Moriah Woodworth Eder. And so the first night came, that tent would hold 8,000 people. And it was set up in the fairgrounds, and there were other activities and other things of entertainment from the city going on around it. And so the people in the city heard the rumblings that they were going to do everything they could to shut Mother Eder down and not have these fanatics have a tent meeting. And the first night, she preached on the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And she asked for those that want to be filled with the Spirit to come down. And a young boy came down wanting to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And as they began to gather around to pray, the police literally forced their way down and jerked the boy up and grabbed the mother and arrested the mother for endangering the child and literally took them to jail. And the next day the papers had headlines that the police chief said this stuff is fanaticism, it's wrong, it's terrible, and any child below the age of 16 that we find up around that altar, we're going to arrest the parents and put them in jail. And furthermore, we're not going to allow any wildfire. If there's any demonstration, we're going to arrest you as well. Mariah Woodworth Eder. The little band of workers that was with Mother Eder and some of the believers in that town, they met with her that day, and what are we going to do? And she said, I don't know. And she said, just give me a little bit of time to pray. And she got alone and started praying and asking the Lord what to do. And the only thing the Lord told her was this. He spoke one sentence to her. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And she came back out and she said, I've heard from the Lord. And they said, what are we going to do? She said, we're going forward. And so she came, and the word began around that Mother Eder was going to defy the law. And so that built the crowd a little bit. And that night, a mother that had come from, I think it was Kansas City, if my memory serves me correct, had brought her infirmed child. And right in the beginning, right after the song service, not waiting for Mother Eder to preach, she stood up. She did not know of the controversy. She hadn't seen the papers. And she interrupted the service and said, Mother Eder, please pray for my child. Mariah Woodworth Eder. And boy, when she did, the police jumped up. And to the chagrin of that mother, they were hauling her out. And they were saying, we're going to arrest you. And Mother Eder said, why are you taking them out? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, heal that child. It was not one of these things where you didn't know whether the baby was sick or not. It was obvious there was a problem. By the time they got outside the tent, God had healed the baby. They got her in jail. But there was, what evidence did they have? The baby had been visibly ill. They saw it. But now she had a perfectly normal child. And they had a new reporter, and he thought he was doing the right thing. He put it on the front page. Baby miraculously healed. The next night, the tent was packed out as they started coming in. And the sick started coming, and those cops said, "You're not coming in here." And they were telling them, "My baby's sick." And they're coming in one way or the other. And they begin to come, and people begin to get healed and to be get saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit. And once again, a lot of the people didn't know the controversy. And they would started writing the newspaper, attaching doctors' reports with their letters, testified to the diseases that they had. But now the doctor writing, "I don't understand it. This has been my patient for 20 years, but all I can say is it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle." Mariah Woodworth Edder. Mariah Woodworth Edder.